Donegal, was it a boost to confidence, do you feel, or?
Well, I suppose a lot of people read into them things, Tom, but like it was first and foremost, it was an opportunity to get to an Ulster final, and Throne hadn't been to too many of them lately, you know, and it was another championship match, it was a semi final. Surely Donegal had been, you know, they've been one of the top teams in Ireland, you know, and they have been over the last few years. So we knew it was going to be a big challenge for us. And, you know, I suppose the loss of Michael Murphy and Neil McGee were probably key factors in deciding that game, and then the penalty miss, you know, gave them, they're big moments in a game. And, you know, thankfully they lost one for us this time, you know, but another day, we know rightly that won't happen, you know. And generally, there's very little between both teams in the league. Donegal beat us, you know, and probably deservedly so beat us, you know. We went a man down that day, you know, but that's the way it goes. But no, I suppose the bigger thing was the opportunity to get to a final, Tom, as opposed to beating Donegal. But, you know, that wasn't our, you know, some people might think that, but the bigger prize and offer was getting to play in the final.
Tell me, there was a great debate since you and Fergal took over about you know, a new approach and more attacking minded game, you know, abandon the defensive, but yet against Donegal you set up very defensive. Can we expect the same against Monaghan given the running game they do?
I suppose that's testament to the fact the team that Donegal have and the threat that Donegal had, the respect that we give them, you know, and the respect we had to give them and the type of game that they play. You know, suppose so. I'd sit down now and look at what way Monaghan play and see what's the best way to counteract it, you know. And it's a matter of being adaptable as much as being a slave to a certain way of playing, you know. And I suppose that's what we talked earlier on about versatility and players, you know, they're able to do more than one job. And I think that's critical in modern football nowadays, you know, to have them sort of players about that, especially around that middle eight, can, you know, equally play anywhere in it, you know. And but definitely, you know, we do try, you know, if you don't play the men up the field, you're not going to score, you know. And we do try to get the ball and get men to the ball to the scorers, you know, as quick as possible.
And finally, you've laid one monkey in defeating Donegal. You've beaten Ulster champions Cavan. Can you now slay Monaghan?
Well, I suppose that's the question that's out there, Tom. And, you know, do we think we can? We hope we can, but we're going to need to bring an exceptional game to it. We know Monaghan are probably the top team for scoring goals, as we found in the National League. I think they've maybe over 10 goals scored. Their goal scoring is serious, and they're a serious threat going forward. You know, against Donegal yourself, you'll probably realise that the amount of goal opportunities they had. I think they had 9 or 10, they maybe scored, what, 4 or 5 in 4 of them. And, they've been scoring goals so far in the championship as well. So, you know, that's going to be a big factor. We're going to need to be very alert to that and very alert to that threat. Whether we can beat them or not, I suppose that remains to be seen. But we hope we can give a good account of ourselves and our players can go out and play well and do the best, basically do the best that they can do. And then, you know what, hopefully that's enough for us. If it's not, we'll have to go back to the drawing board again.